Hi everyone, this is Sherry from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is a part of the Pregnancy Through Postpartum collection. It's titled A Healing C-Section Birth and is written by me, Sherry Medini. And this is the birth story of my second son. And if you're interested in listening to or even reading the birth story for my first son, you can find that on our website or on our podcast here as well. I recorded that one as well. The reason that I wanted to share these birth stories is that it was so helpful for me when I was pregnant. I became birth story obsessed and I would read everything that I could get my hands on. And it was helpful for me to just hear the wide variety of experiences and understand that I never quite would be able to control or know how my own particular birth would go. And I found comfort in knowing that there were healthy babies that came about in such a variety of forms. So I wanted to add to that. I wanted to share my own birth stories and share it from that perspective as well, especially the birth of my second son. As I said, you know, as the title implies, a healing C-section birth, it was a great experience all around. So here we go. Monday morning, April 15th, 2013, I had a good night's sleep. I was freshly showered and was wearing makeup. I was happy, pain-free, and excited. I was having C-section number 2 to deliver baby boy number 2. Baby boy number 1 arrived via C-section after 3 days of a failed induction. It was not an experience that I wanted to recreate. And at 41 weeks of my second pregnancy, with no signs of anything happening, I chose a C-section over an induction. I sat in the hospital bed in my glamorous hospital gown with my husband by my side. We brought in numerous bags, gadgets, gifts for big brother-to-be. I was feeling calmer than my husband. The experience so far was already better than the last one, and I was very grateful for that. The nurse and anesthesiologist asked me numerous questions about my preferences and explained the procedures. They asked if I wanted to know what was happening as it was happening or if I preferred to be distracted. My answer was, I wanted to know it all. I've always wanted to know it all. I wanted to be in the loop. They asked if I wanted to hold my baby right away when he came out. Of course I did. And they asked if I planned to breastfeed. Yes, I did. And I really appreciated that they asked if there was anything particularly difficult about my first C-section. This meant a lot to me that they would ask this, and that they cared about making this a better experience for me overall. I told them that I was horribly nauseous the whole time during my C-section with my first son. My first words when my husband showed him to me were, "He's beautiful, but I don't want to throw up on him." The anesthesiologist assured me that that was easy to keep under control. He promised that he would be right there, and all I had to do was signal to him, and he would give me anti-nausea medication through my IV. After that, the doctor came in. He knew that I had been hoping for a VBAC, but he also knew that a C-section seemed like the best option at this point. Instead of coming in and rushing me into the operating room, he came in, sat down, and asked how I was feeling about everything. He said that he understood that it wasn't optimal, and he wanted to make sure that I was still feeling good about my decision. This simple statement made a world of difference to me. I appreciated so much that he was acknowledging that I, the mother, had a say in this decision. It only confirmed further that we were doing the right thing. I loved that I got to head to the operating room with a clear, alert mind. I've never been too bothered by surgery or hospitals or modern medicine or anything like that. Which I guess is a very good thing when you're going to be awake while they pull a human being out of your stomach. I was surrounded by kind and confident professionals. I was also familiar with the procedures of a C-section, which helped as well. My husband was by my side, camera in hand, and I was numb from the chest down. The anesthesiologist was attentive and ready for my cues, and the doctor was calm and chipper. I could hear the nurses and doctor chatting, which actually made me feel better. I knew that this was a procedure that they were so comfortable with that they didn't need to work in total silence. I found myself laughing, joking, and telling stories with them. and they told me that I was a rare kind of patient. There were a few times where a wave of nausea would hit me, but as soon as I began to tell the anesthesiologist about it, it subsided. He was fast. He was my new best friend. Before I knew it, we were all raving about my big, healthy, 9-pound baby boy. I heard him scream, and I was worried for a second at how strong his cry actually was. My first had colic, and I was imagining hearing this loud scream for the next few months as well. Luckily, that did not turn out to be the case this time around. The loud cry stopped when I got to snuggle him and bask in all of the warm mommy hormones while they stitched me back up. My husband held him near my head for a long time, and he bragged about his healthy, sturdy new son. When they transferred me to the hospital bed, I got to hold my son chest to chest right away as they wheeled us down the hallway. I loved getting to snuggle him like that. I was so alert and aware, unlike last time when I was in a fog of exhaustion and induction medications. I was so content. As soon as we got to the room, our little guy began breastfeeding like a champ. He was 9 pounds of hunger, and he still doesn't mess around when it comes to food. I felt wonderful. I had a C-section, and it was amazing. The birth of my son was a magical experience, and we were both totally healthy. I did not spend a second mourning a VBAC that was never meant to be. Within 12 hours, I was up and walking around. Within the month, I was moving into our first home, painting walls, and driving the kids to Home Depot for supplies. My C-section birth story is one that proves that cesareans aren't all bad. It even shows that they can be a healing experience after a traumatic first delivery. But I think the most important factor for a C-section delivery is how the hospital handles it. I had purposefully switched to a smaller hospital where they truly put mom and baby first. They respected the golden hour, my concerns, my wishes, and my needs. They kept me informed, and they trusted me, which made me trust them. Overall, I am super grateful for my birth experience. For even more on this topic and for my other birth story, check out the full Pregnancy Through Postpartum collection. And for even more parenting content, check out AdoreThem.com, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.